state softball finals went like this. In Class 1A, the third-place game saw Don Bosco defeat New El Fonda by a score of 11-3. Akron Westfield won the championship over New London 5-4. In Class 2A, the third-place game, AGWSR was a 4-2 winner over Ridgeview. In the 2A championship, it was Durant topping Trainer by a score of 3-0. In Class 3A, the third-place game, Sergeant Bluff Luton over New Hampton 5-2. And in the 3A championship, Bondurant Farrar defeated Clark by a score of 6-3. In Class 4A, the third-place game went to Indianola, who beat Washington 10-1. And the 4A championship saw Dallas Center Grimes defeat Carlisle 5-2. In Class 5A, the third-place game, Ankeny defeated Ottumwa 7-3. And in the 5A championship, it was Dowling Catholic over Johnston by a score of 5-2. Also moving on now here to Major League Baseball news, a game you heard here on KJN last night. Mike Minor allowed only one run to give Atlanta's depleted rotation a lift. Jason Hayward homered, and the Braves beat Adam Wainwright and the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1 in a matchup of division leaders last night. Minor gave up four hits with no walks in seven innings. His sharp performance came 2 days after Tim Hudson was lost for the season with a broken right ankle. The Atlanta rotation also was without left-hander Paul Mahomme, who isn't on the disabled list but is expected to miss at least one start because of a bruised left wrist. Wainwright, the NL leader in wins, took his first loss since a 2-1 decision to Texas back on June 23rd. James Shields saw seven shutout innings, and rookie David Luff homered and drove in another run to lead the Kansas City Royals to a 5-1 victory over the Chicago White Sox on Friday night. The Royals have won four straight and six of eight since the All-Star break. The White Sox have lost four of five. Shields allowed eight hits and walked two but faced only one real scoring threat, working out of a bases-loaded jam in the sixth inning. The veteran right-hander lowered his ERA to 3.09 and has been especially effective on the road, where he improved to 4-3 with a 2.50 ERA in 12 starts. Chicago starter Jose Quintana allowed two runs on six hits in seven innings and picked up the loss. Julio Bourbon and Junior Lake scored on an error by San Francisco first baseman Brandon Belt in the ninth inning, and the Chicago Cubs rallied for a 3-2 win over the Giants on Friday night. Bourbon singled leading off the inning against the Giants closer Sergio Romo and moved to a second when pitch hitter Dionair Navarro walked. After David DeJesus struck out looking, Lake reached on a fielder's choice. Anthony Rizzo then hit a sharp liner that went through Belt's legs into the right field corner. The Cubs, who earlier in the day completed a trade sending slugging outfielder Alfonso Soriano to the New York Yankees, rallied for just the fourth time when trailing after eight innings. Jeff Francoeur had two hits for the Giants, who lost for the fifth time in six games. St. Louis left-hander John Gass is expected to be ready to pitch in 8 to 12 months following season-ending surgery on his left shoulder. Cardinals general manager John Mozeliak said in a statement on Friday that more will be known about Gass' recovery period when the team evaluates his rehabilitation in the next few weeks. Gass was 2-0 with a 5.11 ERA and three starts before he was placed on the disabled list on May 26th with a left shoulder strain, and no details of Friday's surgery were provided by the team. Also, another scores for you from Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague play. It was Detroit over Philadelphia 2-1. In the AL, Baltimore beat Boston 6-0. Tampa Bay over the Yankees 10-6. Cleveland beat Texas 11-8 in 11 innings. Toronto topped Houston 12-6. It was Oakland over the Angels 6-4. And also Minnesota had to go 13 innings to beat Seattle by a score of 3-2. Also in the National League, it was a doubleheader for the Mets and the Nationals. Mets won the first game big 11-0. The second game was won by Washington 2-1. Miami was a 2-0 winner over Pittsburgh. Also yesterday, it was Colorado over Milwaukee 8-3 in the NL. Arizona topped San Diego 10-0, and then the Dodgers beat Cincinnati 2-1. Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday. Oklahoma City topped Iowa 10-6, and Omaha beat Nashville 6-1. Those teams will play again today, Iowa at Oklahoma City and Nashville at Omaha. Those are 7:05 start times here tonight. Also in other sporting news, a person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to terms on a 5-year deal with number one overall pick, Eric Fisher. The person spoke Friday on condition of anonymity because the team has not yet announced the signing. Fisher was expected to report to training camp yesterday in St. Joe, Missouri, in time for the first full squad workout. The right tackle missed 3 days of practice earlier this week that involved his fellow rookies, quarterbacks, and selected veterans. Fisher and fellow offensive tackle Luke Jockel were considered the top linemen available in the draft. The Chiefs opted to go with Fisher with the first pick, and he will play on the right side opposite of veteran left tackle Brandon Albert. Eric Berry didn't even allow a question about last season to be asked before cutting off the inquiring mind. There's no way he was going to relive that nightmare. Instead, the Pro Bowl safety spoke optimistically about what Kansas City can accomplish under new head coach Andy Reid this season. And Berry thinks the pieces are in place for a quick turnaround from a 2-14 record a year ago to a team with playoff aspirations. Berry was among the veteran players who checked into training camp on Thursday in the campus of Missouri Western State University. They joined rookies, quarterbacks, and selected veterans who were able to get a head start over the past few days. The Chiefs' first full squad workout will be held was held yesterday. Also in some other sporting news here this morning, taking a look at some other notes here from other sports here today. Also in other NFL news, Washington Redskins defensive end Jarvis Jenkins was suspended for 4 games without pay for violating the NFL's drugs policy. Bengals All-Pro receiver A.J. Green has a bruised knee and will miss several days of practice. Green is expected to sit out practices over the weekend when the Bengals put on pads for the first time. The University of Montana's football program was placed on probation for 3 years and will have its scholarships reduced from 63 to 59 over the same period. The NCAA found boosters provided extra benefits to players, including bail money and free legal representation for 2 athletes. The NCAA said other player perks provided by boosters included free meals, along with clothing, lodging, and transportation. The NCAA said in its report the university and former coach Robin Flugrad failed in their duties to monitor the football program. The penalties, many self-imposed by the school, including vacating 5 wins for games in which ineligible players participated after receiving help with their legal problems in violation of NCAA rules. Florida football coach Will Muschamp has been given a pay raise after leading the Gators to an 11-win season. The deal ups his annual salary by $250,000, making him the 7th highest paid coach in the Southeastern Conference. Muschamp will now make $2.928 million annually through the 2017 season. Alabama's Nick Saban is tops at $5.47 million. The Gators are 18-8 in 2 years under Muschamp. Sprinter Tyson Gay failed more than one drug test this year, recording one of his positives at the U.S. Championships in June, where he won the 100 and 200 meters, the Associated Press learned. Earlier this month, Gay revealed he had tested positive in an out-of-competition test he took May 16th. 3 people familiar with the case told the AP that Gay had multiple positives this year. One of those people said one positive came at the Nationals and that the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency has notified him of that result. The people did not want their names used because the doping case against Gay is ongoing and the details have not yet been made public. The Chicago Blackhawks have announced a 3-year contract extension for coach Joel Quenneville, who guided them to a Stanley Cup this season. The deal keeps the coach in Chicago through the 2016-17 season. The 54-year-old Quenneville is 222-106 in 5 seasons in Chicago. He led the Blackhawks to the Stanley Cup in 2010, ending a 49-year drought, and then coached them to another title this year. Also in other hockey news, Winnipeg Jets and former forward Blake Wheeler agreed to a 6-year, $33.6 million contract. He's a former University of Minnesota star and had a team-high 19 goals and 22 assists in 48 games last season. Right winger Kyle Palmieri has re-signed with the Anaheim Ducks. The restricted free agent's 3-year deal is worth $4.4 million. And in the PGA Tour, in the Canadian Open, Hunter Mahan's 8-under 64 has him leading after 36 holes. Mahan's 13-under total is 2 shots better than John Merrick, who shot a sizzling 10-under par 62. His bogey-free round included 8 birdies and an eagle. Former Masters champ Bubba Watson is 2 more shots back after a 67. And in the Champions Tour, the British Senior Open, Bernard Langer and Mark Wiebe are tied for the lead after 2 rounds of the Champions Tour Senior British Open. Wiebe had the best round of the day at 5-under 65, while Langer had a 67. They stand 5-under for the tournament with 36 holes in the books. It's the final major of the year on the Champions Tour. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning here on KJN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.